Good morning, everyone. Big day of racing today at Grafton. It is Cup Day. Gary Cleese joins us. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, just a little bit overcast of what it was yesterday, but nevertheless, the crowd will really pour in. And I've had a good look at the track since we've been here, and it's held up really good from yesterday. So I don't think it'll be any different today, Sean.
No. Now, let's have a quick look at the market. The first, Four Proud of Miss 320, two Lolly Shop 460, one Explosive won $6. After that, eight or better.
Yeah, I'm 4-2-1-8. I'm with a Prada. This real nice filly by Northern Media. She's been here once for one win. Second at Devon in a listed race. She drew off the track in the next listed race. Had a couple of months off. Draws nice. Very, very hard to beat. Two Lolly Shops is just going super. And her win was great at Cox Harbour. She draws a lot better. She drops a lot in weight. She's mostly won the trophy, the Watchmare Regime. She's won a couple first up and had only one little soft trial. And I've thrown eight of surety in. I like the Musselbrook win. I don't think Gunnar suited her the other day, but she's definitely around the multiples. 4-2-1-8, race one.
Right, the second, 10 Snapchat Girls, 225. 8 All About Charlie, 5. 5 Clever Blaze, 550. 11 Follow Through, 8, then 12 or longer.
10-5-6-4, I'm with the 10 here. Snapchat Girl, very impressed to win that maiden at the Gold Coast 8 days ago. I mean, there was a big margin of 5.3. Probably could have even been bigger, so I think she's going to be hard to beat. She's got to step up in grade, but win was good. 5 Clever Blaze has been all listed in the group race the last two. Part of that one at the Sunshine Coast of Maiden, so you would think this would be a lot easier. 6 El Candiente, I like his second up run at the Gold Coast. He can really hit the line, this big guy. I wouldn't be concerned about the gate for him. And 4 Enzio's on the improve. He was a little bit better behind Wongar 12 days ago at the Gold Coast. 10-5-6-4, race two.
Third, 10 Elite 00550, 2 Dubai Sites 6, 14 Supreme Girls 650, 12 King Red 750, then 10 or better.
Yeah, 210-95. I'm with Dubai Sites. I like his win first up over Go Vile. If he drew an inside gate on the Beaumont, things didn't go right for him. But I still reckon he's a better horse when he can draw out and get into his gate and get going. He's not a bad horse, this fella. Tim's the Danger Elite 00, just going really good. 3 wins out of its last 4 runs, draws good, gets no weight on its back. Dead Set got the 9 there, Clang's literally a nice mare that goes good here and hit a heavy track first up, but gets a fairer track today from the one gate. And the big watch filly is 5, Charlie Bear. She's won 5 out of 12, never came up last preparation, hasn't been to the trials this time in. 210-95, race 3.
Now, the next one, Dreamscope, is 320, 2 Metallic Moon, 360, 10 Richford, 6, 9 Warface, 9, then 13 or longer.
2-1-8-5, on with the 2 Metallic Moon. He's only had the 3 goes. He won 7th on debut. He had a break. He came back and route run 3rd at now on a good. Hit a heavy track at Kembla. Back up on top of the ground, but I really like the way he fought to the line. I don't think he was at home on that heavy track. 1 Dreamscope, former Hong Kong galloper, now in the Brian Guy Yard. Hadn't had a run for probably 12, maybe even a lot longer, 12 months. But just got rolled first up with Dead Set Derived Benefit. 8, yeah, the boys, he goes good. Good first up. He had to come back to the 1,000 last start, back up to the 1,200 metres. And 5 Plectrum's a really nice horse by Pluck. And he showed a lot more ability, shot more improvement at his second start in a race. 2-1-8-5, race 4.
Okay, the fifth event, and 6 Victorum, 250, 2 Imperial Eagle, 330, 5 Runaway, 440, 10 Pricing Power, 9, then 11 or better.
Yeah, I can't get off him. I'm with the 2. I'm 2-6-5-9. I've been with him his last 2 when he won a maiden Imperial Eagle, and then he came out to win an open class 1, and he gets back to 2-year-old company from a good gate, and I like him. He's a really nice horse. With him saying that, 6 Victorum, he should have won on debut. He had no luck. He came back and absolutely gave him a hide in the Kempsey Maid. Just got a little bit of a sticky gate, but he's got loads of ability. 5 Runaway, I reckon he'll improve off that debut run from the Gay Woodhouse stable. He did a bit wrong. And 1 Denver, I liked his last one at Wagga, only a lightly raced horse. 2-6-5-1, race 5.
Righto, race 6, 10 Havasay, 350, 9 Tamelius, 480, 12 Portatorio, 5. 5 Johnny G, 550, 14 Nardu, 650, then 11 or better.
Yeah, I'm 12-9, 5-14. I'm on the 12 here. Portatorio, I think the weight, big weight drop helps him. The gate, look, I know he's been costly to punters of late, but if he's going to win one this prep, this may be the right race. 9 Turmel, she was really good to win the John Carlton here. He did qualify for the morning. They've opted to come here today for the easy assignment. 5 Johnny B, nice horse, lightly raced. Just got a little bit of a sticky gate. And I really like the run of the 14 Nardu here winning a week ago. And she's another mare that gets no weight and coming off a very good win first up. 12-9-5-14, race 6.
Now the Cup 2 Supply and Demand, 310, 3 Montauk, 440, 9 More Energy, 9, 6 War Baby and 10 Get on the Grange at 10, 1 Benzini, 5 Merendi, 11 then 14 or better.
Yeah, I'm 2-1-3-9. He looks the leader and he's just cracking stop high in demand. Just really going. I mean, the only probably minus with him that he goes up 3 kilos. I've got Benzini. I know he's the back marker. Maybe they run hard. He'll get home hard. But there's certainly a lot to like about his last 3 or 4 runs in group races and enlisted. 3 Montauk, his last 2 at Rosehill have been good. Gets that nice weight and gets that 9 more energy. You've got to include him with Jeff Lloyd aboard. And he did go to that Tats Cup in a group 3. Beyond Ruby, beat the 0.4 of the length. 2-1-3-9 in the big one, mate.
All right, and the last 4 IM Gypsy, 4.60. 6 Lady Jet Setter is $4.80. 9 Amalek Millie at $6.50. 2 Plateau Gold, $8.50. After that, $10.
Yeah, 6.235. I'm sticking with her, Lady Jet Setter. I like the trial at Doomben 16 days ago. She just had a really soft trial. He set it for this, Liam Birchley. She's been here once for 1 win and gets an ideal gate in a quick run race. 2 Plateau Gold. He was huge at the trials. I mean, he galloped well between races at Crossover a couple of weeks ago, but I really liked his style. He did win this race last year. 3 Ice Bucket, he's a lot better than his last 3 or 4 runs. The blinkers go back on him today. And I wouldn't leave out the 5 Kappa Ton. I reckon he's the knockout horse at big odds. He's a really good fresh horse and a really good short course horse off a quick speed. 6, 2, 3, and 5 in the last, Sean.
All right, what's your best today, Gary?
Race 4, number 2, Metallic Moon. Race 5, number 2, Imperial Eagle. They're my 2 best. Quality numbers. We're just going to shorten her up in the first leg in the 2-year-old with 2 and 6, then 12, 9, 5, 14. 1, 2, 3, 9 in the third leg, 6, 2, 3, 5 in the last leg, Sean.
Good on you, Gary. We'll see you here later on.
Good on you, champ, and great job over the couple of days, mate.
Thanks, mate. Gary Cleese joining us there.